Well, somebody was telling me the other day about some folks that were singing and signing and how the anointing fell so marvelously. Amen. Well, you know, it is just another language. I've felt the Holy Ghost in different languages, and I have felt the Holy Ghost talking in tongues. And I didn't know what was going on, but I sure recognized the presence of the Lord. And I've felt it when the people were singing with their hands, amen, as well as their voices. Praise God. Amen. Well, remember, of course, Sunday morning we're going to have church around here. And I would really, really like for you to be here. And I would also like for you to bring somebody with you. Amen. You know, our Sunday school is really doing well. Amen. And our adult classes kind of, we need to pick it up here because we're getting, they're really outdoing us. So call somebody this week. Bring somebody this week. Amen. And we, as of now, switch gears here quickly. We don't have any sure plans concerning the funeral for Brother Johnny Thompson. We'll let you know that when we find out. And Sister Lozano will be contacting you about a dinner and all those things. So, amen. But let's stand together tonight. And let's go to the book of Revelation, to the 21st chapter and verse number 1. Here's a man that they have tried to kill and couldn't. So they finally banished him to an island out in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. But he said, and I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. John was off by himself, and he just decided to go ahead and have church anyhow. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so he just started having church, and God, my, what a revelation he saw. And he told him several times, he said, write. 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 So he wrote. And I'm so glad he did. God let John see how this is all going to wrap up. And the 21st chapter, he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Amen. Praise God. Everybody say heaven. I want to go there. The Lord bless you. May be seated. Praise God. Heaven is not pie in the sky by and by. Amen. First of all, the Bible tells us that heaven is a place that He has prepared. 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 Amen. And when God prepares something, He does an awesome job. Amen. I have had the privilege to see some outstanding places in this world. I love to look at the sunsets in the west. There's just something about how God just shows off when He gets ready for the sun to set. And He streaks the heavens with the most beautiful colors. And he just it just is an awesome sight in that vast blue sky, how God just turns it gold and blue and purple and red and all colors in between. My, what a view that is. Amen. And I love mountains, to go up on high majestic mountains. And in Colombia, we sometimes would drive to a certain place, and there was a road that went way up in the mountains. You were up in the clouds, and you felt like you were just on top of the world driving up there. Nothing quite like that feeling. It was just awesome and incredible. I stood at the foot in Costa Rica, at the foot of a volcano, and could watch it majestic, smoking in the background. Every now and then it'd spit up a little fire to show off, and just show you how powerful it was. And the whole ground would shake and rumble the sound of that. There was a little river that was running down from that mountain, and the water was warm. As a matter of fact, it was hot. And it came down and pooled at the bottom of that mountain. And you talk about a little Eden. I mean, the flowers were unbelievably beautiful, and the birds were the most colorful that I had ever seen. It is probably the most beautiful place that I've ever seen, just in one place. And God made that. And God made that. Anybody seen anything that you just almost couldn't see enough of? You just wanted to... You wanted to fill your eyes with it because it was so beautiful, but you just couldn't take it all in. Amen. And there's some beautiful things that God has made in this world. Amen. And you know what? He did all of this in 6 days. Hallelujah. And that includes the sun, the moon, and the stars. Praise God. And if He's done all of this in just 6 days, what do you reckon He's going to do in 2,000 years? He's going to have a little time to pay attention to detail. Hallelujah. Amen. The songwriter said how beautiful heaven must be. Amen. Paul said, I was caught up there. He said, but it's not lawful for me to tell you what I saw. I'm not real sure what Paul meant by that, but I really feel like what he meant was that there's no way he could describe it. He doesn't have the words to say it. I wonder if he, for a moment of time, you know, the spectrum of color that we're limited to was all of a sudden mightily expanded. And sounds that the human ear can hear no longer was limited to what it's limited to now. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a place he saw. And he said, no, I it's unlawful. I just can't tell you what it was like. I've talked to a few people that have passed over and got to come back again. Never talked to one of them that didn't want to stay. Everybody that's ever gone there said, oh, I didn't want to come back here. Amen. I didn't want to come back here. Amen. Praise God. So it's a beautiful place. Most people talk just simply about the light. But my, what a place heaven must be. Amen. John said that it's a new heaven and a new earth, because the former, this present, where we live now, is passed away. Now, let me explain a little bit what that might mean tonight. When it talks about passing away, it doesn't mean that it just disappears. It's going to be... You know, God's not a God that wastes stuff. He's not a waster. I don't think we should be either. But God doesn't waste things. Amen. Everything that's here, this earth... You know, it's been here ever since He made it. And it undoubtedly has been through some things. When you read the account in the book of Genesis, this old world, the Bible said that darkness was on the face of the deep. It was here, but it just didn't look like it does now. It had been here, perhaps this may have been where the rebellion of Satan took place. And there was a war. The Bible said there was a war in heaven. And some things got moved around. Some things got destroyed in that war, as it always does. But then God stepped out on a creation morning. And my, what a planet and a place He made. Can you imagine how beautiful this place would be except for sin? Except for sin? You know, scientists have found, even in the ice caps at the ends of the world, that there was at one time, those places were just as lush and green as any place on the face of the planet. Something happened. I think I know what it was. I think we call it the flood. Amen. I really believe that before the flood happened, I think that the earth was on its axis in a different way, and that the rays of the sun reached equally every place on the planet. Amen. And everything was fertile, and everything grew lush, and everything was beautiful. Amen. But then the flood happened, and those waters spun. They had to go somewhere. And so they flung to the ends of the poles. And of course, the temperatures plummeted, and the ice formed. Amen. And so that's why it's a little different world. But one of these days, God's going to remake this place. Hallelujah. Amen. And all of the things that have we've messed up, He's going to clean up. You talk about global warming, it's going to get real hot. The Bible said that it's going to pass away with a fervent heat. Amen. Pass away. All of those things that need to be done away with are going to be done away with. Amen. There's some pretty dangerous stuff in our atmosphere today. It's interesting, isn't it, how that we've advanced so far as medical science, but people still live about the same length of time. Because the stuff we breathe and the stuff we eat, amen, keep holding us back. Amen. I've never met anybody yet that completely broke that eating habit thing. One guy just almost made it and then he died. So, you're not going to break. There are certain things, but we know that there are things that are happening. God's going to renovate all of that. And my, what a beautiful place, friend, this is going to be. Hallelujah. When He talks about heaven, the Bible mentions heaven 582 times in the King James Version of the Bible. And it talks about three things when it says heaven. Paul talked about the third heaven, remember? The first heaven is the atmospheric heaven that's above us. That's where our air is, and the gases that make up our atmosphere live. And then above that, there is the astronomical heaven, the sun and the moon and the stars. And then it speaks of a place above that is where God dwells and where His throne is. And that's the heaven we're talking about today. When we talk about heaven and being in heavenly places, it's a spiritual application. We get caught away with Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what we mean when we talk about heaven. Amen. But He said God's going to make a new heaven. All of the pollution that's out there. All of the bad things that are out there. God is going to cleanse all that. We got a lot of trash up there now. Do you know that? We've been shooting up rockets and satellites. All that stuff still floating around up there somewhere. It'd be kind of spooky to go out there now, wouldn't it? After all the stuff we put out there and can't get it back. Man, we just seem to, you know, that's the thing. We just create all this waste stuff and don't know how to get rid of it. What do we do with it after we make it? And so, but God has a cure for all that. He's going to burn it all up. It's going to just disappear. And then He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He's going to create a new city. The Bible said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, Amen. The world's going to have a new capital. Not Washington, D.C. Amen. Praise God. But it's going to have a new capital city. And that's going to be New Jerusalem. Suspended. Amen. In the heavens. Amen. And that's going to, the Bible said that's going to be the home of the church. Praise God. We're going to have streets of gold. Gates of pearl. My, what a place that's going to be. Hallelujah. A city that's about 1,500 square miles tall, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide. That's a pretty good sized city. I never saw one that big before. Amen. If you got in your car and you drove all the way out to Los Angeles, California, that would be about 1,500 miles. Then if you headed on up to Canada, got up to Canada, that would be about 1,500 miles. And then come all the way back over here, and then all the way back down. That would just be the first layer. And then you got to go 1,500 miles up. Hallelujah. That's quite a city, folks. Amen. And if you divided that into rooms, he said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. I mean, if you divided in rooms that were 1 mile square, you'd still have a whole lot of rooms. Amen. Billions of rooms. Praise God. My, what a place he's prepared for us. Hallelujah. Amen. And it is a place that God has prepared. And then he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. It's going to be a perfect place. I've never been to a perfect place. Have you? I've been to some pretty places, but I've never been to a perfect place. I've been to some places that would take your breath away because they were beautiful and because they were so hot. I've been to some places that were so beautiful they'd take your breath away by the beauty, but also because they were so cold. They were not perfect. There was always something missing. It was too hot. It was too cold, or it was too something. Amen. You know, the beauty of heaven, they're not going to have any sound systems, and they're not going to have any thermostats. Amen. Praise God. That's two things we can never make people happy with. We can never get the thermostat set right for everybody, and we can never get the sound right for everybody. Amen. But God's going to give you an internal system, I guess. I don't know how he's going to do it. Or maybe he's just going to take our complainer away. Amen. Thank you, Brother James. I think you're the only one that said amen on that one. But I'm sure it just went over everybody else's head. Praise God. Amen. And so everything's, it's going to be a perfect place. Only perfect place. And no reason for tears. So God's going to do away with tears. He's going to wipe away all the tears. Amen. Whatever remains from the past is going to just blot it out. And he said there's not going to be any more death. There's not going to be any more cemeteries or mortuaries. There's not going to be any funeral sermons. There's not going to be any more goodbye songs. Amen. None of that's going to happen over there. Death's going to be done away with. Hallelujah. Amen. That ought to make it worth going for. Praise God. No more pain. Anybody felt any pain here lately? Amen. Praise God. And so God's going to take all of the pain away. Hallelujah. Amen. My, what a place that's going to be. No more. He said no more sorrow. No more sorrow. Amen. Praise God. No more reason for crying. Oh, that's going to be that perfect place. A perfect place. A perfect place. Amen. Praise God. And then it's not only going to be a prepared place and a perfect place, he said, but he said it's going to be a place that's populated with people that you love. Some of them are already there. We've already sent some folks ahead. Amen. We're on our way, folks. Amen. If you need a reason to go, might be because somebody's waiting for you over there. Hallelujah. Praise God. We used to sing a song sometimes that said, I'll meet you in the morning. Amen. By the bright riverside. Praise God. I'll meet you in the morning. The heaven is a populated place. It's not a barren place. And the Bible said there were thousands and thousands of thousands. Amen. An innumerable company of people. And they're singing people. And they're praising people. And they're happy people. Hallelujah. Oh, one of my favorite songs is Everybody is Gonna Be Happy Over There. Amen. And you talk about a miracle place. A place that everybody is going to be happy. Amen. I'm excited about going to a place like that. A place where everybody is going to be happy. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about a place called heaven tonight. Anybody want to go? Praise God. Anybody want to go? Hallelujah. They asked that question one place. God didn't raise his hand. He said, well, I thought you was getting up a load right now. Well, I believe even if you was, I'd still raise my hand. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I just like to go and get on out of here. Amen. Praise God. But it's a place where people that you love. Amen. That's why we got to love everybody. Amen. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples. Why? Because you have love one to another. Amen. We can't hate anybody and get to heaven. Let me say that again. You can't hate anybody and get to heaven. You can't let bitterness get into your spirit and in your heart and get to heaven. Amen. You got to keep love there. And now let me just say, that doesn't mean that we agree with everybody and agree with one another all the time. Well, I can love somebody and disagree with them. I can love somebody and disagree with them stringently. I can disagree with somebody and we can have a little shouting match every now and then. Anybody been married very long? You ever had a shouting match? Don't raise your hand. Ever had a disagreement? Amen. Do you still love one another? Praise God. Yeah, you still love one another after you get over it. That's what helps you get over it. Amen. Praise God. You see, you can love somebody and disagree with them. So we're not going to always agree on everything. Praise God. The only way that that's going to happen is to get to heaven, because it's a perfect place. And there's nothing to disagree about. Everything's going to be just right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I've sometimes wondered why some people want to go to heaven. If you don't enjoy Jesus, and you don't like worship, and you don't like singing, and you don't like praise, and you don't like righteousness, and you don't love holiness, why would you want to go there? Amen. There's not going to be any drinking, and there's not going to be any drugging, and there's not going to be any smoking. And there's not going to be any cursing. And there's not going to be any carousing. Amen. There's not going to be any sin over there. Amen. So if that's what you like doing here, you sure don't want to go over there, because there's not going to be any. Amen. Not going to be any. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This train is bound for glory. This train. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're headed, folks, for a place that's called heaven. Amen. Anybody want to go? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. It's going to be people by folks that we love. Friends. But more than anything else, Jesus is going to be there. Gordon Jensen had it right when he said, Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me. Amen. If it wasn't for Jesus, it wouldn't be a beautiful place. If it were, you wouldn't be able to see it. Because the Bible said that the Lamb is the light of the city. Hallelujah. There's not going to be a temple there. We don't need a temple, because we're in the presence of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Everything that we need's right there. What a beautiful place heaven is going to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what worship's all about, isn't it? We're going to continually be in His presence. My, what a place heaven is going to be. Praise God. Amen. And so He has made a promise to us that He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. And they said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. Praise God. I believe He meant that. Now, I believe we have that already in one dimension. It's one thing to be in heaven, a separate place. But I'm telling you tonight, you can find some heaven right here. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever got into a prayer meeting? What we talk about, getting into the Spirit, hallelujah. Amen. And you get in the Holy Ghost, and you get to praying and talking to the Lord, hallelujah. And time passes. Nothing else is important because I'm shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face, gaining new power to run in this race. I love to be shut in with God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's the place that He prepared for us. But one of these days, He's going to take us to that new city and that new Jerusalem, that new heaven, and that new earth. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And there's one other thing that I know about heaven. I know that I'm going there. Amen. I believe in eternal security. Amen. Don't leave. I believe in conditional eternal security. Amen. And the condition is that I'll fulfill the conditions God made. And if I meet His conditions, then I'm secure. Amen. His conditions are be born again of the water and of the Spirit. That's conditional, isn't it? That's conditional. Praise God. And then we walk with Him. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10, he said, wherefore rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Amen. Give diligence. Everybody say diligence. Diligence means that you focus your energies and your attention and your time. Amen. You're diligent. Not negligent, diligent to make your calling and election sure. We're not going to just slide into heaven by happenstance. We're going to get there because we're careful. We're going to get there because we're prayerful. We're going to get there because we're obedient. We're going to get there because we want to go there more than anything else in all this world. Amen. Because we love Him more than we love anything in this world. Amen. That's how we're going to get to heaven. Let's stand together tonight. Anybody want to go? Anybody want to go? Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. There's all kinds of ideas about what heaven is like. Different descriptions. I've read descriptions of heaven. Amen. Read about people that went there. Amen. But I don't think there are any words that'll ever be able to describe it adequately for us. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The Bible tells us that when He gets it ready, that He's going to descend from heaven with a shout and with a voice of triumph and the sound of a trumpet. And he said, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the way Paul describes that. He just says, they that are asleep in Jesus. Now, you know, when you're really sleeping, time doesn't mean anything to you. We used to take a trip. My mom and dad, we lived out in West Texas and drive out here. And of course, you know, we'd be gone 10 minutes and we'd say, we're nearly there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And you know what mom would always say? She'd say, if you'll close your eyes and you'll take a nap. She said, when you wake up, then we'll just about be there. And you know what? That really works. You can close your eyes and you can sleep, but you can really go to sleep. I kind of envy folks in Colombia. I would a lot of times go with the pastors and we'd leave like at midnight. Those old buses going down those old mountain roads. And they would they'd get on those buses. They'd get their seat adjusted, and I mean they'd be out like a light. And they'd sleep. We'd get there 6-7 o'clock in the morning, and they'd slept. You know, they were ready to go. I hadn't had a wink of sleep all night. That bus jerking me around and yanking me every direction. Hey, man, I didn't get any sleep at all. I don't know how in the world they could do it, but they were so good at it. I watched people get on the bus in Bogota. They'd get on the bus. They'd just sit down and go to sleep. And they'd wake up when they got to where they're supposed to get off. I thought, man, that's amazing. I wish I could do that. Amen. But, you know, Peter went to sleep. Paul went to sleep. James and John went to sleep. They've been asleep for a few years now. But one of these days they're going to hear a trumpet sound. And then a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, they're going to kick the cover off. Amen. They're going to come out of the ground, wherever they are. Hallelujah. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord. Amen. In the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Folks, heaven's a real place. Heaven's a real place. I just want to remind you that tonight, sometimes, you know, we get a little weary. It's hard. Amen. But you just remember, there is a place that we're going to. God has prepared a place called heaven. A place called heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. All is peace forevermore on that happy, happy golden shore. Oh, what a day. What a glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he'll take me by the hand and lead me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he'll take me by the hand and lead me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Oh, there'll be no sorrow there. No more burdens are they gonna have to bear. No more sickness, no pain, no more dying over there. All is peace forevermore on that happy, happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Yes, when we look upon his face, the one who saved me by his amazing grace, and will take me by the hand, he'll lead me to that promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Hallelujah. I think we ought to praise him right now. Lift up your hands and give him thanks. Amen. Thank you, Lord. A place that you've prepared, a place that you've made. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, what a good God. What a beautiful place. What a great promise. Amen, amen. It makes me feel like traveling on. How about you? Amen. My heavenly home is bright and fair. Amen. And I feel like traveling on. I think we're going to make it, folks. Amen. We just got to keep on. Amen. He said, make sure diligently that your calling and election are sure. Just focus on that. Just keeping things right with God, right with one another, and we'll make it. Praise God. Amen. The only thing that can keep you out of heaven is your own will. Is your own will. Your own will. That's the only thing that can keep you from going. The devil can't keep you from going there. People can't keep you from going there. Amen. The only thing that can keep us from going is our own human will. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless you. Amen. Thank you for being here tonight. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. Praise God.